Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe they're just not good at baseball.
That's fair.
I feel like we talked about this perhaps last year.
And he's just got a sore spot with it.
That either baseball was a club team or soccer is a club team or they don't have baseball. I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask him again.
I mean, listen, the Beavers, they traditionally at times have been a football powerhouse, at least in this area, in the old Pac-10 and the old Pac-12. But their baseball team, man, since the turn of the century, Joe, or the turn of the millennium, I guess I should say, 2000, whatever you want to say, it has been one of the best programs in college football. From Pat Casey, what he did winning two College World Series to now, you've had literal standout rosters, number one picks, top prospects putting it, you know, like seriously, the likes of Adley Rutschman, Nick Madrigal, year after year, you've got Arquette that could be a top pick, probably not, you know, over Holiday's second son, Ethan Holiday, I think is his name, but he'll be up there. You got the likes of Trent Caraway, Gavin Turley. I mean, there's just so many guys that like Oregon State has to lean on. You can't not talk about it.
Washington State definitely has a baseball team, for what it's worth.
What was their record this year, Joe? Do we know that?
Their record this year? Oh, boy. I do not have that handy.
Oh, I'll try to get
schedule.
It.
Oh, boy. 18-36.
Ouch. Sorry.
I gotta ask Patrick, because I want to say there was a certain sport that Wazoo doesn't have. I don't know if it was men's soccer. I'm on their page right now. Or I don't know. I'll have to ask him. Also, for what it's worth, famous alumni from Cal Poly, much more notable.
Cal Poly is a pretty, yeah.
And also, much more noticeable for your Mariners because one Mitch Haniger, a former Cal Poly Mustang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But more recently, Brian Wu.
Hey, Brian Wu, one of the most underheralded prospects in college pitching, actually didn't pitch much. He had Tommy John surgery and missed a season because of COVID, but a Mariners scout saw that they could work with his arm angle, and now he is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Unbelievable.
Go Cal Poly. Go Stangs.
Thank you, Joe.
I wish that teams made more animal noises to represent their mascot in the stands. Like when a big play happens, like, yeah, first down, Dolphins!
Yeah, there's a couple teams that do it. Don't the Broncos do it?
60,000 people strong.
Yeah, Broncos fans, let me know. I feel like they've made horse neighs there before, but
That'd be great.
Like, y'all are drunk at a mile high, so, like, who the hell knows what you're doing up there?
I really hope they're doing that.
That would be cool. I'm
trying to think of some, like, birds want to be very, like, fun.
No, birds are stupid. Like, that would get annoying really quickly.
And that's a single for the Orioles.
It's like, shut up, I'm going to punch you, bro.
Let's hear it, Oriole fans!
You better tell your kid to stop making bird noises, a-hole.
I think that the Ducks at the Autzen Stadium, we need like 60,000 people just quack, quack, quack.
No, we have the kazoos already, which as a duck fan, the whatever things that you blow into, I can't make the noise very well, but like...
I don't think that came out of your mouth.
No, I don't think it came out right. But no, 60,000...
Schultzy needs new shorts.
Studio smells bad. 60,000 fans blowing through their kazoos in unison. As a diehard duck fan, no, I can't do it.
My God. I really want you to try and isolate that sound and make it a drop.
I'll see if I can find it.
Please, for the love of God. But the Super Regionals, they start this week. We do not have the number one seed. We do not have the number two seed, the number 10 seed, 16 seed, 7, 12, 11 are all eliminated. So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 national seeds Ooh. In this tournament. 7 of the 16 did not make it to the Super Regionals, which, oh my God, my mic's falling apart on me. What the hell's going on?
Our bets' heads are falling off.
7 of the 16, I think that is a record or tied for the record for most national seeds to not make it to the Super Regional. And 13 SEC teams did not make or made the tournament, but only 4 made the Super Regionals. Two of the teams that did not make it, number 1 ranked Vanderbilt and number 2 ranked Texas.
That's huge. Both baseball powerhouses.
Both eliminated. Also, Ole Miss. I was watching Ole Miss last night against Murray State. They were playing Murray State. Murray State made it interesting. And my God, is there anything more unreliable than college bullpens? Because
no.
Dude, I swear, as soon as they threw this kid in for Murray State, it might have been their second or third pitcher. I'm like, this guy shook already and hasn't even thrown a pitch. And then sure enough, he gave up like a 3-run bomb. They had to go to someone else. They might have actually just rode that guy out to finish the 8th inning. And then they brought in their closer and they held off Ole Miss. But they were another SEC team to be eliminated.
Man. Hey, by the way, Beavers, the only team in the 2025 postseason to lose the opening game of their regionals and move on to the Supers.
I just read that. Yeah. Pretty first cool. Top 8 national seed to lose game 1 of the regional and come all the way back to win it since 2014 Louisiana.
Oh, another good baseball school, man.
How about that? Yeah, I would love to know why Patrick doesn't like college baseball because he says it's the metal bats. Which I'm not buying.
I mean, Joe, I think you said it on Sports Sunday. You don't even care about college baseball until right now.
At least in the playoffs, Patrick doesn't care about it at all.
I mean, it's worthy, I think, of a conversation or two at this point in the season to poo-poo it completely. But I agree with Patrick's overall sentiment that college baseball kind of sucks. I don't know if it's the metal bats. I don't know if it's just the amateurish, type of talent that's out there, because you see error after error committed, man. It gets boring after a while. I can't watch 9 innings of that. And they have weird doubleheader rules. Sometimes they don't cancel. Like, a lot of teams, if there's a rain delay, they won't actually cancel the game or push it till tomorrow because of schools and schedules. They have to wait 3 hours and try to get it in that night. Like, if I'm sitting in the stands, Joe, I would hate that. There's a lot of reasons why college baseball, I don't know. I see what he's talking about. It's just not the easiest product to consume.
Vanderbilt Commodores become the first ever number one national seed to miss the regional final with their loss to Wright State on Sunday. They were eliminated.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like college baseball also, like, I know we get upsets in college basketball, but college baseball is definitely more prone to who, what? What school? They won? They're good?
Yes.
Like, okay, sure. I guess they're one of the top programs. That doesn't make sense, but okay, fine.
Sounds familiar.
Some more fun factoids about the national seeds. Top two national seeds that failed to advance since 1999, because this is when they reformatted the playoffs. This is the only year that the number one and number two seed, actually I lied, it happened in 2014 as well, where the number one and number two seed failed to advance to the Super Regionals. So again, Vanderbilt, Texas this year. In 2014, Oregon State and Florida were one and two, and they failed to advance.
I think
to
I remember that.
The Super Regionals.
That was one of Pat Casey's last seasons at Oregon State, I believe.
Yeah, he left in what, 16, 17?
Yeah, took a 2 or 3 year hiatus and then went to LSU, I believe. Oh, God, I look at Pat Casey and the first, oh, geez.
Newberg, great Pat Casey.
Yeah, I know, but the first thing I look up on Google is the dead BMX rider. Like, okay, I don't need that. I need the baseball guy.
The one that married was married to Pink?
I think so.
That is...
I'm not sure he was married to Pink, but rest in peace, man. BMX, X Games are dangerous.
Yeah, so totally. I've heard. Yeah, Pat Casey, three-sport athlete at Newberg High School, baby. Go
no,
Tigers.
2018, excuse me.
He's born in McMinnville. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he was.
But the Beavs, they play Florida State. Some of the other matchups, you got Miami versus Louisville. Those are two teams that were not... national seeds will be facing off against each other. ACC, by the way, with the most remaining teams, five left. UNC will take on Arizona. Auburn and Coastal Carolina, that's a 4 versus 13, so that's two of the best teams remaining. They will go up against each other in the Super Regionals. You got an SEC matchup, Arkansas versus Tennessee, Pig Suey. Come on, Pig. LSU versus West Virginia. LSU sixth ranked in the nation. I watched a little bit of LSU's game last night against Arkansas Little Rock. There was a dude that mowed down 9 batters in a row for LSU. Strikeouts. Couldn't believe it. And then he walked the next 3 guys after that. He struck 9 guys out in a row and then walked 3 straight.
And that's why college is annoying.
It's pretty entertaining, I'm not going to lie. And then you got Duke, Murray State. Duke is going to be hosting a Super Regional.
Woo!
How about that? And then you got UCLA, UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio, the Roadrunners. That will be the Los Angeles Super Regional of UCLA. The other thing with college baseball, man, and I understand it, the offense is what can make this happen. Their games are so effing long.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching that Oregon State game for 3.5 hours last night.
Don't they have pitching clocks?
They do, and I feel like they don't do anything.
No, so yeah, that's actually something. So I've worked just like every year, like one Saturday or two, just because of basketball and baseball overlapping. You know, inside radio here, Will and I have to come in and run a baseball game on the board over on 910. And for some reason, it seems like those games drag on and on and on. And I hear the pitching clock. I've seen violations called like, oh, ball, like he didn't pitch it enough. But it's not really like enforced in the middle of innings. Like, I don't know what the rules are there, but it's not what the Major League Baseball pitching clock is.
On a random pitching baseball violation note, did you see Yoan Moncada the other day was struck out looking because he came to the plate with one strikeout because of a pitch clock violation?
I did see that.
And I guess nobody nor him knew and took note of that. And so he took the, I want to say the first two pitches and just, you know, took them as you're if they're just, you know, you're fine. And then he got rung up after the second one. And the look on his face, once the ump like told him, like, dude, you had one strike because it, and it, the realization hit him.
The light bulb, yeah.
He was just like, oh, God.
I mean, there's how many scoreboards? Like, I get you're locked in during an at-bat. You're probably like either.
Yeah, but nobody, no, not one person on the Angels was like, hey, dude, by the way, just so you know, when you go up there, you're already going to have a strike on you.
Nice. I don't get it, man. You literally straight ahead center field. There's a scoreboard. You see what the count is. Six different little scoreboards around the stadium also show you what the count is.
Oh, trust me.
It's on you, bud.
I put a lot of the blame on him, but also I feel like there should be someone, at least one person. I mean, for God's sakes, you got people yelling how many outs are left in the inning. You know, like there's some communication happening amongst teammates in baseball. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that this happened to Yoan Moncada.
I mean, does,
does
the Angels dugout have anybody that's focusing on that crap, or is Ron Washington just in there having a good time? I would not be surprised.
What happened?
Yeah, right. If there are managers that might, you know, not be paying attention to the whole game, case in point, Brian Snitker for the Atlanta Braves. Have you seen the rumors coming out of Atlanta, Joe?
Oh, that he's probably going to get fired for his old manager, Freddie Gonzalez?
Yeah, well, that specifically because of not only did he fail to pull Jared Kelnick when he wasn't hustling, but one of his pitchers recently, and that was like a month ago, but one of his pitchers recently got injured and I think had to go on the shelf with Tommy John. But didn't really get seen by Brian Snitker shaking his fingers four or five pitches before they had to pull him. There was a Spencer Strider or one of the other starting pitchers that went to the coaches and was like, hey guys, we need to pull him out now.
Throw some rosin on him.
Oh man, it's, and then you see Snitker just kind of like looking on. So I don't know if Ron Wash is doing that in Los Angeles or what, man, but it doesn't shock me.
Just looking at this article talking about Yoan Moncada getting the strikeout and not realizing it because of the time violation. Ron Washington's quote on the matter, I don't think he realized it. Yeah, no S, Ron. No.
Thank you. So, yes, I think what I just asked, Joe, you confirmed if he didn't realize it, I don't think Ron Wash realized it either. Nobody's looking at the scoreboard, apparently.
Yeah, he also said, when I called for Moncada, he couldn't find his helmet, sort of took up time, and he got banged for time. What was going on in that dugout? So he went up there already with one strike.
I love that.
Yeah.
He got banged!
I just like Ron's like stating the obvious, like, well, I don't think he realized it. Yeah, no, he clearly didn't.
That sounds like an umpire to a pool reporter or like an NBA referee. Like, there was a foul that was called that should not have been called. This, I don't think he knew. No kidding. Thank you for the most obvious statement. God.
Yeah. Well, that's college baseball for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.